Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Lamates, and we're going to talk about the Shita of the Rush regarding the Shear for Achilas Maror. Right, that's the topic of the day, and that is a big sugya that's discussed by the Mefarshim. The Mishnah tells us here in Pesachim daf Lamates, towards the end of the second parak, that the following vegetables, the following yirakos, could be used for the mitzvah of Maror. Ve'elu yirakos, sh'adam yotzi ben yechovas v'pesach, chazeres, tamcha, Charchavina, Ulshin, Umarar. And the Gemara goes through each one of these, identifying what each one of them are. But the Mishnah continues, Yotzim, Bahen, Bein, Lachem, and Yaveshim. You could use them when they're moist or when they're dry. Avalo Kvushim, Avalo Shlukim, Avalo Mavushalim. You can't cook them first or pickle them or soak them. Umitztarfin, Lekazayas. And they give him its tari for the shear of kezias. Rashi says, "Im ein lo may echad mehen kezias. If you don't have from one of these kezias, you can use a little bit of this and a little bit of that to combine all together. Aval yesh lo mizeh chatzi zayis umizeh chatzi zayis mitztarfim zeh mzeh. They can be mitztarif to each other. Kedelasi zdei chavaso in order to be yotze one's chiyuv for." Maror. So you see from there clearly, see from the Mishnah, that the shear for Maror is kezias. The question is, how do you know? How do you know that the shear for Maror is a kezias? So the pashas is, as the Hagos Amonios quotes on the Rambam Perek Ches Halacha Beis, it's an Oz Dalet, kezias, and he's commenting on the Rambam, when the Rambam says that you have to have a kezias for karpas. He says you dip the karpas into the charoses and then you eat a kezias. So that goes on money, says on that, and that's we generally, the Shulchan Aruch does not pass in that way, that we say you have to eat less than a kezias, but the Rambam says kezias. So kezias ze eini yodea mativo bishlama maror da achilik sivbe. Moror, it says achila masas maram yochluhu achilik sivbe ve'in achila pachos bekezias. Ela tibul zeharishon eino ela lahatmiya hatinokos. She yishalu, it's just to make the children ask. Kid the isa paragarvi psachim, daf kuftezvav. Ubechaldu husagi, shahare bracha kazos, eina tzvichashir, viachal yavarek bar priadama, akolshu, rakshal yavarek brachachrona. Imlo ye kezias, kimavor behilchas brachas, visavorni, shetous soferhu, shekasvukan. Acharon with Abacharoses, but you think maybe it's a mistake. Okay, but either way, it is, and they we do one more line. V'teida sheri l'kaman gabi maror lo hisker klumi kezayis ubahag gabi yerek rishon hisra kezayis ubemaror bekolshu leka inish detoy. Right, but maror nobody's going to make even the Rambam doesn't specify nobody's going to make a mistake. Tiyerek rishon elat miatinoko so maror ksiv beachile. He says it again. Kol shekein gadol hador kamo. Surely the gadol hador the Rambam kamo. Bamaram kaza v'hora shein tzar kezayis b'tibul zeh. You don't need a kezias for this tibul for karpas. That's what generally the psak is. Shein tzar kezayis b'tibul zeh v'mochol kezayis yivarech acharkach. But either way, you see from the Hagos Amanios, and it's also in the Sefer Yoreim and Simin Sadi Dalet, that Maror needs a kezias because it says Lashon of Achila by Maror. The Rush, though, is the one that is has the Shita that has to be discussed. What does the Rush say? The Rush says in Arvei Psakim and Perek Yud Halacha Chafhei, the Gemara there says, Acho, what your Yotze for Maror with. So he says, "Yet the maror bechdei achilas pras mishum de mevarech al achilas maror tzorach sheyochal kezayis." Let's just translate the words. Because you make the bracha of al achilas maror, therefore you need to eat a kezayis. De en achila b'achos b'kezayis, because there's no achilas in a kezayis. That will be yirakos harishonos by karpas shemevarech alin b'ri pri adama ba'alma. The ein maskirin aleihem achila. You don't say asher kedushano, but you don't say al achilas. You don't say lashon of achila in the bracha. Ein tzorach mehem kezayis. So therefore, you don't need a kezayis for them. So this is a huge discussion in the poskim that the Rush seems to say that the only reason that you need a kezayis is because the bracha that you say mentions achila. Mashma, without the bracha mentioning achila, so then maybe you wouldn't need a kezias. Is that the proper way to understand the Rush? So if you look on the Trumas Hadeshen explains the Rush and says that, yeah, in Ochinami. What about, it says achila ksivbe. It doesn't. The pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph, Amosas Merom Yochluhu, possibly is not referring to Mara, is referring to Korban Pesach. for Eretz Karban Pesach in the Trumas Hadeshem Psakim in the second volume, Os Reish Mem He. He was asked, Gamachilas Marar, Im Yachal Adam, Im Adam Yachal Och, Seis Yechavaso, Bekelach Echad Im Ha'alan Shalim Kemoshehu. What if you have a whole stalk of Marar? It's less than a Kezias, but it's a whole stalk. With the stalk and with the leaves. Can you use it? Afal Pi She'ein Bo Kezias. Why? Mitam de birya chashiva. Like we know there's a concept of birya, a whole item in other areas of halacha, in Isurim for sure. So, do you need, is that okay? And he quotes the Yerushalmi that the Rush quotes in Brachas. The Rush quotes in Brachas, the Yerushalmi, that relates this to eating one grape. You have to make a bracha achrona on a whole seed of a pomegranate, of a grape. So maybe here too. And he answers, "Lani is dietary dvarim kavachomer." He says it might even be a kavachomer. That filu bracha dekseh beachila behedya baraisa. Even for ilchas brachas where you need, it says viachalta in the pasuk, which is the source for brachas hamazon, and then an extension to brachas hananin. Afilu hachi chashvin and birya pachas bikezayis. So for ilchas brachos, if birya is chashav less than a kezayis, kol shekein marer to loksav kasav beachila klau. Right, by Mara doesn't even say achila do yochluhu. He quotes the Rush. And then he says, maybe not. For Itzi, he doesn't argue on the Mara aspect, but he says, maybe you can't use Birya. For Itzi, Lechalik, Baldover, Delo Mahani, Hacha, Taima de Birya. Mishum de Ein, Kol Birya, Roya la Mitzvah. To Einyotzim, Bisharashim, Ladivir Ben Otam. Really, it's not a Birya, because there's parts of it that you can't use for the Mitzvah. The roots. That's also part of it. No, it's connected. Glagabe Bracha, Achrona. As long as I make a bracha on the birya, even if I don't eat the whole thing, it's okay. Afilu amein ochal kol birya, koncha mishamer garine, tzorach lebarach acharem, mishum da ochal kol masher roi lechol. Aval hacha shrashim lo shaychi lemitzvah, vare birya chaseira. Okay, either way, that's the Trumas Hadeshem who takes the Rush literally, that it does not say achila by Marar, it only refers to Karban Pesach, and therefore, you're right, the only reason that you need a kezias of Marar is because the bracha, the Rabbanan made the bracha, achila. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah notes in Tuf Ayin Hei, Sif Yud Beis, that there's a different reason why you can't use birya. Does not quote like the Trumas Hadeshen. The reason you can't use birya is because less than a kezias is not going to remind you of a yamaru as chayehem. Va'afilo manta amar, says the Mishnah Berurah, the davar chashav kibirya, mevarachan bracha achrona, afilo with leka kezias, hachaleka birya, afilo achalem sharashim. Even if you ate it with the roots. Why? Because the Shrashim aren't roi, so that's what we quoted. V'li nira pashut. The tzibi ha-Torah hu lechol maror zecher l'mavaravu eschayehem. It's to remind you of the Egyptians made our lives bitter. U'pachos b'kezayis lo chashva ha-Torah l'zecher. That's not chashav to be a zecher. V'yem kein mai mahani shu bir yavu chashav. Halal kopanim b'kol shu lek ha-zecher. V'hasim shayni mishum da chashivis ha-birya chashav l'hodos l'Hashem. You can thank Hashem on less than a birya, but it is not enough to remind you for the Vayamaru as Chayim. Okay, but either way, that's the Pashas of the Rush and the Trumas Hadeshen. The Achronim, especially the Shagas Aryeh, take strong issue with the Rush. That it can't be. It can't be that it doesn't say Achilam. The only reason that you need a Kezayis by Mar is because of the language of the Bracha. Number one, first of all, if Yochluhu, if that Pasuk is only referring to Karban Pesach, not even matzah. So then the Gemara says that Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos is totally extra. And therefore you could use it to teach me a special chiyuv on Leil Tezvah. But one second. If Yochluhu over there is not referring to Maror, then Masav is not referring to matzah. It's only referring to Karban Pesach. So then Memelo, this other pasuk, is not extra. Lufiza Tzorach Lomar, Hadav Tzomatzah Maram Yochluhu. Hilo, this is the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Kuf. He asks a number of questions on the Rush. Hilo, Hayochluhu, Lo Koi, Ela Pesach Lachud, Lo Amaso Mar, Sheimo, Vikashali, De Imkain, Hodakaibla Mata Sricha Kazayas, Hadino Mata Niza Kazayas, Al Karchach, by Haikra Nafgalon, Dixid Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, Denomar Achila Eitzel Matzah. It says it just by Matzah. But why should that be able to teach you a Kazayas? It should just teach you the mitzvah itself. Minole La Rava, Do Ahadje Krola Matzah, how do you know it's a hadrikra? Haikra, the berev tochlu matzos, a karchach below ikra. It has to be that's extra. Without the karchach, berev tochlu matzos, you already know achila by matzah. From where? From that pasuk, matzah from yachlu. And if it's referring to matzah, it must also be referring to mar. So number one, I think it's a misreading of the psukim, says the Shah Gazari. Number two, if you look on today's daf, on Amid Beis, the Gemara asks about Maaser Sheni when it comes to Maror. The Gemara says, compare Matzah and Maror. Matzah and Maror are the same halachas. Right, that's the end of the sugya here on the on Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amarava Mistavra, Matzah and Maror. So it makes sense. Matzah and Maror go together. And we know from elsewhere that Maror is also Hukash Lakaram Pesach for certain regards. So it sounds like that Maror would have the same rules. Also, the way he understands Rashi, the Rashi we read earlier on our Mishnah, Mitztarfin L'Kizayis, the Rashi says, they could all be Mitztarif to fulfill your Chova. So says the Shah Gazari, does that mean your Chova of eating a Kizayis because the Bracha says it? He says it gets you get the impression from Rashi that no, it's the Chova of the Achilas Maror. Hare, says the Shah Gazari, to Pirish, explaining this Rashi, to Pirish, let's say, Sidei Chavaso, Mashma, Habapachos, because I stole Yosei Chavaso, Fala Mishum Brachu, not just because of the Bracha. And also, yeah, again, he asks question after question. If it's not true, if the Torah does not demand Kezias, so why do the Rabbanan say, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav Vitzivanu? If the Torah wasn't Vitzivanu, about Kezias, Saka the Rabbanan require it. Va'od yishla tamu al rash. This is now towards the end of the Simin. Again, the end of Simin Kuf. The Yisakadad of Tamar ain't Sar Kezias. Elab de Abracha Lachud. Shemavarchan alay Lashon Achila. If that's the only reason. Kasha. Tahayalam lachachamim was Saki Nusach Acher Abracha Zuvalar Lashon Achila. The Rabbanan should have figured out a different Nusach. Not Lashon Achila, because the Torah did not demand Achila. Kivan de lo Shayach Achila Gabe. Since the Torah did not ask for an achila. V'dochek lomar de lo ratzu chachamim l'shanos nusach bracha zu minusach sharkal abracha shal achilas matzah. It's dochek to say that, oh, they wanted to make a parallel to the other mitzvahs of achila, like matzah. What do you mean? If it's different, it's different. V'od de imkein bracha zu mechzi kishikra. And if it's true, then this bracha also is a lie. Shemivarech asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al achilas marar feichen estavino al achilaso kiven dein tzorach lechol shir achila b'kezayis umay v'tzivanu dekamer b'brachaso. Right, and therefore I don't understand this. And he quotes a number of other questions, but those are the main ones. So the Shah Gazari argues. He says no. You need a Kezias Daraisa, like the Urim says, like the Agos Hamonia says, because the Torah says, Al Matzos Umbrorim Yochluhu. Another interesting, he just quotes Nafgamina, and that's what the title of the Tshuva is about there in Simen Kuf. Do you need a shear for Maror when it comes to Korech, when it comes to the Hillel sandwich, Zeichel Mikdash Gehillel? So says the Shah Gazari, according to what I hold, that the mitzvah of Maror is a Kezias because Achila, so then we're doing Hillel because that might be the mitzvah of Maror. And Zeichel Mikdash Gehillel, because that's what he said, you have to eat it, Amatzim Rem Yechlu. And therefore you would need a Kezias for the Maror of Korech. But according to the Rush, so according to the Rush, it goes by the Bracha. You're not making a Bracha by Korech. There's no bracha of Asher Kedushanu Vitzivanu al achilas, and therefore you would not need a kezayis according to him. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah quotes that we're machmir to assume that you do need a kezayis. That's tough ayin hey sif tezayin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes again on the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says v'karcha im hamorar v'tovla b'charosas. Mishnah Berurah says v'tzara kezayis matzah v'kezayis morar. V'kezayis marar. Why do you kezayis marar? Shara tzion. Shari tshuva b'shem. Tshuvas shagas aryeh. Shagas aryeh. Because that's the mitzvah. V'tam kri chazuk. V'de lotzi yisudei das hillel. V'chulu. So that is the shagas aryeh. But many other mefarshim tried to defend the rush, either to say that the rush didn't mean it, or that the rush meant it. And there's a reason why marar is different. So, number one, Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer in Arachayim and Simon Kuf Mem says that it is Hukash L'matzah. It is Hukash L'matzah. Maror is Hukash L'matzah. The only shaila is that we know Maror is Hukash L'matzah, but how do we know it's Hukash L'matzah for this din? We know it's Hukash L'matzah for other dinim. But how do we know that Maror is Hukash L'matzah? Like we know from Maaser Sheni on Amid Beis. So that's what the rush is going to. The fact that the bracha uses a lashon of achila means that the Rabbanan understood the hekesh in the Gemara as including the shir as well. That's the Chasam Sofer. But again, really, we know it's compared to matzah. Meaning, it doesn't say achila. Maybe he's referring, he's admitting to that. But But it's but the bracha teaches us how the Rabbanan understood the drasha. V'kasha alo stamach gila b'kezayis b'yanti bo v'tamati al ze agon b'malas foda lo yor lo oma ke'inyin. So he says, I didn't, I noticed the shakasari now. I don't think he got the rush right. V'ilu dvara elu dvara shakasavti b'tshuva acheres z'ashanam rabos. I wrote this many years ago. V'divrei sefer hanalo reisi oz. I didn't see the shakasari earlier. Ke'en darki l'chapes b'svarim imlo ya'oruni adam alav. I don't really look around in the svarim of the achronim unless somebody points it out to me. So I didn't look at the shakasari. And he says, he quotes the Pesukim, he says, Achmara eno mitzvah zaseh b'fnei atzma la tafa la pesach. Akein ksiv mitzvah zaseh shal achila shneim, pesach u'matzah. Faber al merorim yachluhu shnei elu. Marer is you should eat the other two with marer. V'nimsa ksiv achila b'pesach u'matzah v'lo marer. Does not say, I agree with the Rush. Does not say achila by marer. But, even though it doesn't say it, mikol makom v'adai boi kezayis to ishkish lo matzah v'pesach, because it's compared. Ela she'ein oni yicholun lahamsize milibenu. We can't come up with this ourselves. Lachain, hochiyach harash. The Rush says the fact that the Rabbanan said, you say alachilas marash, shma mina, pshita l'Rabbanan, me'akesha anal, dishi'uro, biki zayas. That is the Chassam Sofer. And don't tell me, says the Chassam Sofer in Arachayim Simin Peivav, that it's mechzi kishikra. Because once the Rabbanan say kizayas, so according to this, it's either one of two. Either this is how the Rabbanan understood the Din Torah. So it says, Kilo the Torah was mitzavet, because this is how the Hekesh is understood. Or you might say, the way he says is, once the Rabbanan tell you to do something, then you can still say Visivanu, as we know from Lo Sasser. Which means, basically, the bracha is not so much of a cause, but it's just a siman, that's how the Rabbanan understood it. That's how, if you look in the Rav Asher Weiss in the Haggadah, on page Reish Gimel, Reish Dalet, he also says, though the Rush sounds like it's very literal, it sounds like it's on the bracha, it's very hard to understand it that way, it must be like the Chassam Sofer says, a siman, not a siba. This is reflects that the Rabbanan understood it this way, not that that is the reason. But there are two other very important pshatim to mention in the Rush. Versus Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the Gracha Lashas is quoted in Simen Membeis. It doesn't say achila. That's true. It doesn't say achila, but it's a mitzvah achila. We know all mitzvahs achila need a kizayis. Like by Losa says, Reb Chaim says, well, basav achalav doesn't say the iser on the lashon of achila. Just says losavasha gadiv achalivimo. But we know the shiur is a kizayis because all shiurim of achilas are kizayis by mitzvahs or averus. So what that it doesn't say it? Doesn't say it. So it should automatically be a kizayis anyway. Says the Grach, says Reb Chaim, he quotes the Rush, and he quotes the Shagas Aryeh, and then he says, V'amai yitzrach lohadim avarchan achilas marar. What do you need that for? Kivan, once it's an achila, that's it. He says, Hachazina de l'isr basa b'chalav okilei akerem. After loksivu lashan achila, the mihai time achayev bu af shaloka derachana asan, right, your chayev even shaloka derachana doesn't say achila, amikal makam in achayev alam shiachal kezayis. Umishum the kivan to heiser hu achila kachi alacha the achila he bekezayis pachos mikezayis lachashav achila. So too by mitzvahs umay meslafkli l'rush. What's the Rush question? What's his issue? Vanira bazeh says Reb Chaim that if you look in the Rambam in the Minyan of Mitzvahs, achilas maror is not counted as an independent mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvahs or in Chametz U'Matzah. Maror, that's why Maror Bezman is Drabanan, because it goes with the Kara Pesach. It's not an Achila Bifnei Atzma. Pesach is an Achila Bifnei Atzma. Matzah is also an Achila Bifnei Atzma, right, from Ba'erv Tochlu Matzos. And therefore, it says Reb Chaim, V'kivan te'in Achila Sa Mitzvah Saseh Bifnei Atzma, V'rak Din V'tnai B'mitzvah Da'achilas Pesach, since Maror, and the Chassam Sofer had a line like this, but he didn't expand it like Reb Chaim is expanding it, since it's just a T'nai part of the larger mitzvah of Matzah or Pesach, so then, that's why it's different. It's a mitzvah achila that is tafel to a different mitzvah achila. It's subsumed in another mitzvah. Dim yochol pesach v'chati zayis matzah v'chati zayis maror. The shaper ki a mitzvah achila is pesach. If you eat the carbon pesach with a half a kazayis of matzah and a half a kazayis of maror, per se, you'd fulfill the mitzvah of pesach. V'rak delo kiim od mitzvah achila is matzah. The mitzvah bifnei atzmei mikra d'be'erv tochlu matzos. Ulefize, that's the kash of the Shagas Aryeh. Delo iskish maror la matzah elo ledin matzah. Shenomar b'mitzvahs achilas pesach b'mikra da'al matzah marim yochlu v'lo l'mitzvahs matzah b'erev tochlu matzos shi mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Mor is compared to matzah regarding its part within the current Pesach mitzvah, but it as itself independently is not compared to that mitzvah matzah, and that's why. It's nigrar achara Pesach. That's why conceptually it might not need a kezias, unless it has the lashon in the bracha. That is Reb Chaim. The other one to mention, again, so just review before we get to the last one. The Shulman Sedashin takes the Rush literally and says, you don't need a kezias, right? Maybe even Birya. Shakasari has many questions, says, no, it can't be. He argues on the Rush. But the Chassam Sofer says, maybe it's just a siman. This shows us that the Rabbanan understood the Drusha this way. Reb Chaim, no, inachinami. Maybe not a kezias, you would have thought, because it's a mitzvah that's tafel. The Sholu Meshiv in Madura, the sixth Mahadura, Simin Yud, he says, no, maybe since it's about the Merirus, right, it's not a regular mitzvah sachila. It's about the bitterness. Remember the Gemara says, if somebody stuffs matzah down my throat, I'm yotze, but mara I'm not, because it's about the tam. So that's the havamina, that when the Torah demands it, even if it's an achila, it's a different type of achila, because the goal is the key, not just a regular mitzvah sachila. So maybe I would have thought that there is no shir because it's all about the goal. It's not about the achila per se, and that's why the Rush says what he says. Okay, we will stop here.